I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, April 7th. A worker was injured in a construction accident in Quincy Center yesterday. Fire officials say that worker was struck by an object while on the third floor of a new apartment building being erected along General McConville Way just after 1 p.m. The male worker was placed in a stretcher and lowered to the ground by an on-site construction crane. He was taken to a hospital with what were described as non-life-threatening injuries by Brewster Ambulance. The worker is an employee of the Hanover Company of Boston, which is putting up a 297-unit apartment complex and a parking garage at the former site of the IHOP restaurant. Construction is resuming for the season on a portion of C Street in Quincy. Beginning yesterday, A.R. Belly Construction Company will be working on sidewalks and the south side of C Street from Quincy Shore Drive to Palmer Street. The Quincy City Council has approved spending $325,000 from the Community Preservation Fund to make exterior repairs to the historic Dorothy Quincy Homestead. Officials last night voted 8-1 in favor of the appropriation, which was approved unanimously by the Community Preservation Committee. The Department of Conservation and Recreation owns the property, but says it has no funding for the work that is needed immediately to protect that structure. The Quincy, North Quincy Junior Varsity and Varsity Winter Color Guard recently won first place awards at the New England Scholastic Band Association's Winter Color Guard Championships for the first time in that program's history. The Junior Varsity team placed first for their performance of Just a Little Show. The Varsity team took home first place for their performance of Goodnight Starlight. The competition was held last Saturday at Salem High School. A person was attacked by a dog in Milton yesterday morning and then stabbed the dog. State police said just after 11:30, troopers and Milton Police and Animal Control responded to the area of 46 Blue River Road in Milton, right near Houghton's Pond, for an incident involving a person who'd been attacked by a dog. The alleged victim of the dog attack said he stabbed the dog, which was taken to a nearby veterinary clinic for treatment. The dog's owner told police that the dog was off leash at the time. A follow-up investigation will be conducted by Milton Animal Control and State Police. The dog is expected to recover. Signature Healthcare in Brockton is responding to a cybersecurity incident that has affected certain information systems within their health system. Signature Healthcare said it identified suspicious activity in a portion of their network and activated incident response protocols. Signature Healthcare said so far there is no indication that any data has been compromised as crews work to restore the systems. Ambulance traffic is being diverted as the issue persists. Company said inpatient and walk-in emergency services do remain open, and surgeries and procedures are continuing as scheduled. Signature Health says chemotherapy infusion services for cancer patients are canceled for today, and patients should call the Green Cancer Center to reschedule their treatments. The company's retail pharmacies in Brockton and Bridgewater are closed today. It said ambulatory physician practices and urgent care practices will be open today, but there may be some delays. Hospital says it does not yet know when its systems will be back online, but is working with law enforcement and cybersecurity experts to restore operations as quickly as possible. The Massachusetts House is set to vote on a bill that would ban social media for kids under 14, while also prohibiting cell phone use during the school day. House Speaker Ron Mariano and Ways and Means Committee Chairman Aaron Michalowicz says the youth social media ban would be among the most restrictive in the entire country. The legislation instructs social media companies to ban minors under 14 from using their platforms. It requires 14 and 15-year-olds to get verifiable permission from their parents before using social media. There would be no restrictions on social media use for those 16 and older. Companies would need to implement the age verification system and give parents of minors access to their child's social media data. The law would take effect on October 1st. The House is scheduled to vote on it tomorrow. The Senate voted last year to ban phones in schools, but it has not been taken up by the House until now. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow is up 165 points. The NASDAQ rose 117, and the S&P added 29. Asian stocks rose. The dollar was higher. The euro fell, and oil is now at almost $115 a barrel. In sports, the Red Sox lost to the Brewers at Fenway last night, 8-6. Play again tonight at 6:45. Celtics hosting the Hornets at 8 o'clock, and the Bruins are in Carolina tonight at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, snow showers changing over to rain showers, a high today 44. For tonight, clearing, cold, a low of 25. Sunday tomorrow, high of 43. Thursday, sunny, high 54. And Friday, sunny, high 65. The marine forecast calling for 1 foot waves. Winds southeast at 5 to 10 will become northerly later today. Small craft advisory goes into effect at 4 p.m. High tide 3:50 p.m. Sun rise at 6:15, sets at 7:16. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, April 7th.